Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, I'm joined as always at this time on a Wednesday by Simon Tierney, and today he's going to tell us how to do stuff, the stuff that you do every day but you might not be great at or you might need advice on. And today's topic is bad news.
How to break bad news. Yeah, I suppose we've all been the recipient of bad news at certain stages in our lives, but sometimes we have to be the messenger as well. You know the expression, don't shoot the messenger. That is kind of based on the idea that everyone has an aversion to having to deliver bad news psychologically. It's not something that you want to do. And I was recently watching, Kira, I don't know if you remember, one of my favorite movies from the 90s, Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that classic movie with Tom Cruise and Renee Zellweger? It's a fantastic scene. For anyone who hasn't seen it, he basically plays this, you know, high-flying sports management agent in America. And there's a fantastic scene in it where he's being fired by his boss. And he's really not expecting it because they're in a really busy restaurant at lunchtime, and the boss just says, "You're fired, Jerry." And Tom Cruise looks at him, he looks around the restaurant, and he says, "I get it, a crowded restaurant, so I don't make a scene."
And that was going to be one of my questions, because surely the tone, the timing, and the setting are everything for this.
Yeah, it's absolutely key. And I think, you know, what that guy in Jerry Maguire didn't display was any empathy, really. I think the best way to deliver, the most compassionate way to deliver bad news, is to try and put yourself in the other person's shoes, because you are essentially in possession of really power. You're in a position of power. You have potentially life-changing information in your possession, which the other person doesn't yet have. And people respond to that power in very different ways. I remember when I was a child, and I'm sure some of your listeners have had this experience, Kira, maybe even you have yourself. We talked last week about how to be a cat person. I'm going to talk for a second about how to be a dog person, right? Because when I was a child, and I lived with this for years, right? I remember we had our pet dog, Nasher, and I came home from school one day and he had disappeared. He no longer existed. And my mum told me that he had gone to live on a farm.
The farm in heaven?
The farm in heaven. I believed that. I think I was about 9 or 10 years of age. And honest to God, I believed that for years afterwards. And it wasn't until so long afterwards that I started to question that, when I realised that it was this kind of trope, you know, that this is something that parents tell to their kids. But what my mum was doing was that she was, well, I suppose she was trying to, in one way, make the job easier for herself. But secondly, she was trying to protect me, which is what parents want to do, isn't it?
Well, one of my clearest childhood memories is the front doorbell going, and we always used the back door, and mum going out to see who it was, and me and my brothers following her, and it was a local farmer in the area, and he basically blurted out, "Do you have a dog, such and such?" "Yeah, I just shot him."
Wow.
And the dog was dead. Yorkie. You can still see gorgeous Yorkie.
He accidentally shot the dog?
No, the dog, in fairness, was chasing sheep.
Oh, okay.
Shouldn't have been doing that.
He had
escaped from the house, and he shot him. And like that has stayed with me. I was probably about 6 and I can still see him.
The brutal immediacy of it.
Yeah. And I can still see myself and my brothers sitting on the stairs bawling, and my brother saying, we need to take him out. We were going to kill him in response.
And to find out what happened next, okay, tune in next week.
So, as a child, how bad news Kira, is delivered to you stays with
I think
you.
We can get a 10-part podcast series out of that story. Don't give it all away at once.
I'll never forgive him for taking your army out. But you do remember the moments in your life about how bad news is delivered.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And what my mum was doing there, which is kind of funny because you'll see in a second, what she was actually engaging in there is the mum effect, right? This is a psychological thing. It's the minimizing unpleasant message effect. And this is what parents do a lot with their children, which is where they try to withhold or change unpleasant information in order to make it easier for the child to receive that news. So this is quite a controversial theory nowadays, because one worries that if you're blocking the difficult realities of life from a child, are you also kind of constipating their ability to learn resilience? Mm. So that's
theory now is to kind of be straight and honest with them.
Yeah. And to be honest, through all my research in this area of breaking news, whether it's about firing someone or, you know, in a medical setting, generally what I discovered is that the advice is to be direct while being compassionate and empathetic and all the rest. So, like, for example, with regard to firing staff, I was reading an interesting essay in the Harvard Business Review yesterday, Kira, and they were saying that you should always use the past tense. I thought this was interesting. If you're a manager and you're firing someone below you, so you say your employment has been terminated, not your employment will be terminated.
Okay, it's over.
It's already happened. It is now in the past tense. They also say that there's three types of recipients of bad news when it comes to firing. There's the controlled type, the emotional type, and the negotiator. So the controlled type will take the news calmly. They're a realist, they're a pragmatist. The second person is the emotional type. They might start breaking down. They try make a scene like in that Jerry Maguire reference. But the third is really interesting. They're the negotiator. They're the people who will plead for their job. They will say, okay, but what if we do this, or if we change that, or if I do my job better, can
don't
we
do any of that?
Yeah.
No.
It's kind of desperation.
No. Zone Take there. It. Remain silent. Get out of there. That's what I think I would do if I was in that situation.
Absolutely.
You do, though, have a sort of a certain approach, don't you, if you yourself are trying to break bad news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is what I do. I'm such a chicken. This is what I do. I do. I really hope my wife isn't listening right now, because this is my secret technique. So say, for example, Kira, if I have to go out for drinks with my friends or something on a Friday.
You have to.
Night.
Is it?
Yeah. Have like it's an official requirement that I have to.
Mandatory.
And I have to break that bad news to my wife, who's looking forward to me coming home and help with the kids and all the rest. What I'll do is I will create good news so I'll be like, so I have good news and I have bad news. Which one do you want first? I couch it in those terms, and she will say, well, the bad news first. And I'll say, well, I have to go out for drinks with the lads on Friday night, but the good news is that I got you these flowers. Woohoo!
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't say she sees through that at all, Simon. You're in no way transparent.
No, I honestly do that.
And
I create
the
good
edge
news.
Off.
It takes a slight edge off it, but like the eyes will go up to heaven as well.
Yeah, I do that sometimes, and then my husband says something like, are you managing me? I'll say, absolutely not. How cynical in one
so
young.
Are you managing me? That's
brilliant.
Are you
managing me? So what is then your top advice if you're actually delivering really bad news, not just for a pint?
I really think the strongest message here is empathy. It's to put yourself in the person's shoes. Like in that movie Up in the Air with George Clooney, is just coming into my head there. The whole movie is about his job being a professional firer. He's always like, he hates having to do it, but ultimately the lesson that he learns is, what is it like if I walk a mile in that person's shoes? That's the message.
Okay, so just be nice about it.
Yeah.
Kind of simple. Okay. Simon Tierney, thank you for that.
Thank you, Kira.
I feel I've learned from it.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.